the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about everything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate, HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site's super simple and easy to use. Come to HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and start discovering great deals.
Ince Auction and Realty, Oklahoma's premier land and equipment auctioneers, in conjunction with Cutter Energy, present a virtual mineral consignment auction. It's Tuesday, February 16th at 10 a.m. Mineral consignments are being accepted until Tuesday, February 9th, featuring lots from Lamb, Beaver, Beckham, Kingfisher, Logan, Custer, Major, and Roger Mills counties, just to name a few. For more information, visit InceAuctions.com or call 405-663-2200. 405-663-2200.
Well, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is having their leadership week this week, and President Rod Mozell had the chance to visit with Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt and Tulsa Mayor G.T. Bynum about Oklahoma's urban-rural connection, the need for all Oklahomans to work together, and funding mechanisms for Oklahoma's municipalities, including a legislative proposal that would allow cities to use ad valorem taxes to fund public safety districts. This is always a controversial topic, and Mayor David Holt explains his position.
But it would help give us just a little bit of fiscal diversity that sure would have been helpful in a year like this. You know, you should, if you pay attention to local government in Oklahoma, look at the different comments and responses that are coming out of the city of Tulsa and Tulsa County and Oklahoma City and Oklahoma County. Oklahoma County and Tulsa County are sitting pretty. They don't have any revenue problems because they have property tax and it's a very steady source of income. We had to make cuts immediately. You know, sales tax is responsive to the economy faster than any other revenue stream. So we were cutting things in mid-March, you know, as soon as this COVID-19 recession hit. And it would have been nice to have a little bit of a hedge against that by having 5 mils on a property tax. It wouldn't have fixed everything, but it would be very helpful, and it's for a fundamentally important purpose. None of your members obviously would quibble with the idea that we've got obligations to our citizens in regards to public safety, police and fire. And I would hope that we could find a way to work together so that we can address those needs in our communities and yet not infringe upon, I'm well aware of your historic opposition to property taxes. We think all those protections have been put in place, and we hope that we can continue to have a productive conversation about it.
Leadership Week continues with a conversation from Congressman Frank Lucas on the federal issues affecting farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Well, a question in the Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer finds more farmers saying that they will get the COVID-19 vaccine. The Ag Economy Barometer for January, released this week, finds that producers' attitudes about receiving a COVID-19 vaccine have shifted since the fall, with nearly 6 out of 10 producers, or 58%, planning to get vaccinated as soon as possible. Just 24% of producers said the same in October of last year. Still, 28% of farmers say they will not be getting the vaccine, compared with 37% in October. The Ag Economy Barometer is calculated each month from 400 U.S. agricultural producers' responses to a telephone survey. This month's survey was conducted from January the 18th through the 22nd. Last month, the Kaiser Family Foundation COVID-19 Vaccine Monitor reported 3 in 10 people in rural areas say they will definitely get the vaccine, and that was compared to 4 in 10 people in urban areas and suburban areas. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at 1 o'clock at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale will feature 150 Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 Hereford and Angus pairs. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.